sport again, Pádraic Lodge.
Thanks, Col. Good morning. Well, Cork are the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Champions for the first time since 2009. Second half goals from Jenny O'Leary and Angela Walsh helped them come from 5 points behind at half time to beat Kilkenny by 2-12 to 1-9. Between football and camogie, Breach Corkery was winning her 13th All-Ireland medal yesterday.
I just can't believe it yet. I suppose in the first half we weren't performing and we were down 6 points going in, and you know, I think the camp was a little dead, but you know, we had to rev ourselves up at half time, and I just needed a little bit of time for it to sink in, I'd say.
I don't know whether you know this or not, Breach, but the scoreline in the second half was 2 goals at 8 points to 3 points. That's some comeback.
Yeah, I suppose we had nothing to lose on it to try and make a good game out of this. And, you know, we were beaten in the first half, but, you know, it just goes to show the hard work we've done through the year has paid off, and Spike Island has paid off as well.
You might explain to people around the country about Spike Island. It was a heavy training session.
We went to an army camp in Spike Island in Cove. We did a horrendous training about discipline, communication and, you know, working as a team. And I think that showed here now today, where we all got behind each other when the chips were down and we're just clean and delighted.
How busy is it for yourself? Because this is your 5th All-Ireland Camogie medal and now you have the football in 2 weeks' time.
I suppose Angela, Rena and myself need to come back down to Earth first thing tomorrow morning maybe, but you know, we're looking forward to the next game. We know we've another 60 minutes of incredible hard work to do, but we'll try our best. We'll enjoy tonight and we'll go from there.
Yes, Cork playing Dublin in the ladies' football final in Croke Park on Sunday week. That was Breach Corkery speaking to Pat McAuliffe. Limerick, managed by Joe Quaid, were crowned intermediate champions with a 1-12 to 10 points win over Kilkenny, while Down won the Premier Junior title, beating Laois by 1-12 to 1-8. A crowd of just over 12,000 attended yesterday's triple header. We're joined on the line now by Sunday game camogie analyst Trace O'Callaghan, who won 3 All-Ireland senior medals during her playing career with Cork. Good morning, Trace.
Good morning, Pádraic.
Well, your assessment of the game yesterday, first of all, the senior encounter, quite a remarkable comeback by Cork.
Absolutely, an amazing second half fight back from Cork. I suppose it's one of the best we've seen in any All-Ireland final. There were 5 points behind at the break, and then to win by 6, which is an 11-point turnaround, and you know, that's simply fantastic. I suppose in the first half I felt that Cork goalkeeper Aoife Murray, I know she was beaten by Michelle Quilty early on, but after that I thought she was excellent. And then in the second half, when Cork took the game to Kilkenny, Jennifer O'Leary's goal pushed them ahead, then they shut down in the back line, and Angela Walsh's goal then at the death was the icing on the cake for them.
There are no words of consolation for Kilkenny losing the final 2 years in a row. How did they lose their way in the match?
Yeah, as you said, no words, Pádraic. I mean, to lose one final is heartbreaking, but to lose two on one day, you know, it must be so hard for them to take this morning. How did they lose their way? They had their chances in the first half, but, you know, they didn't take them. They had both goal and point opportunities, and, you know, they didn't really build up, you know, enough advantage at the break when they were on top. And then Cork opened up in the second half, and they overtook Kilkenny, as Pat McAuliffe said there. It was 2-8 to 3 points. I mean, they'll have no complaints about that, but they were just completely swept away in the second half. And my view was that when they were on top, you know, they hadn't taken advantage of it.
On the Sunday game last night, now, Cyril Farrell suggested that the Camogie Association needs to develop female officials and referees for their big games. And there was quite a heated discussion that followed. But what's your view on Cyril's core point?
Well, my view on the referee issue, which I think is what the core point last night was, I think what needs to be addressed is the rules. You know, they need to be updated before we start looking at referees. Like, the game has moved on in the last few years. It's moved on for the better, but the rules haven't changed. And I know the referees are anxious that the rules would be changed, you know, to give them more power to make probably better calls. Like, I see a lot of these referees officiating at GA matches, and, you know, there aren't any issues. So for me, the rules is the first thing I'd like to see looked at, Pádraic.
Okay, and then looking at the junior and intermediate finals, just a few comments on those.
Yeah, what a day for Limerick. I mean, we all saw the pictures afterwards of Joe Quaid and the celebrations. You know, Limerick Camogie is in a great place this morning. They have won 3 All-Irelands this year, the minor, the junior and the intermediate, and, you know, they'll step up to senior now, and, you know, what 2015 lies ahead is brilliant for Limerick Camogie. And Niamh Mulcahy was the standout player yesterday. She got 7 points, and I suppose just to mention Down as well, they lost the 2012 and 2013 finals, and it, you know, there's a lot of credit due to them for coming back and for winning it at the third time of asking.
Okay, Therese, thanks a million. That's it. Therese O'Callaghan there joining us to reflect on the weekend's camogie action. American Billy Horschel won the lucrative Tour Championship in Atlanta, coming home three shots clear of the field. Rory McIlroy slipped out of contention with a closing round of 71 as he found water on the sixth hole for double bogey, while he also dropped shots on the ninth, tenth and 11th holes. McIlroy tied for second place with American Jim Furyk, and it's clear that he's now looking forward to some downtime.
It's still been a great year. You know, I was coming in here with really high hopes and expectations and haven't quite been able to play the golf to live up to those. But, you know, it's still been a great season for me. And, you know, there's still a little bit of golf left. And, you know, looking forward, as I said, to this little bit of time off and get back at it maybe next weekend and get ready for the Ryder Cup.
Cork-based Avondale United from the Munster Senior League will make the long journey to Donegal on Wednesday night for an FAI Cup quarter-final replay against Finn Harps and Ballybofey. The sides drew 1-1 in Cork yesterday. Manchester United season looks to be finally up and running. They were 4-0 winners over QPR at Old Trafford in the English Premier League, recording a first win since Dutchman Louis van Gaal took charge at Old Trafford. New signing Angel Di Maria scored the first goal, with Wayne Rooney, Ander Herrera and Juan Mata also on the score sheet. The final day of the first ever Champions weekend, the Curragh saw British success in the Irish St. Ledger as Brown Panther gave trainer Tom Dascombe and jockey Richard Kingscote their first classic success. He beat the favourite Leading Light by 6.5 lengths. Over 10,000 racegoers attended yesterday's fixture, which was twice as many as last year, and it follows a 13,000 crowd at Leopardstown on Saturday. Local favourite Alberto Contador wrapped up his third Tour of Spain triumph when he comfortably held on to his overall lead in the final stage time trial. Britain's Chris Froome finished second overall, a minute and 10 seconds behind him. Dan Martin ended the event in 7th, with Philip Deignan at 39th. And there was defeat for Belfast's Mark Allen in the final of the Shanghai Masters snooker. He lost out to Stuart Bingham of England, who won by 10 frames to 3. Fran.
Porrick, thank you for that. We've